أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأصحاب اليمين ما أصحاب اليمين. And the people of the right hand side, the people of Jannah, what to say about them? What enjoyments, what pleasures are they not going to get? And further explanation is also given, and this is to encourage a person that he makes an effort in this world, that he becomes from the people of Jannah, from the people of Ashabi Yameen. But amongst the various enjoyments and pleasures which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for them is fi sidrim mahdood. Rehte hain beri ke darakhton mein jin mein kaantya nahi. There will be berries, berry trees, but there won't be the thorns in them. There are many fruits which you have to eat and which you enjoy, but the thorns are in between. Like for example, many a person enjoys fish, but then the thorns which come, those fish that have thorns, and that causes disturbance. Like that, this fruit of Jannah that will be growing, this berries, and this cannot be compared with the berries of this dunya. And it will be without any thorns whatsoever. So it will give the person great, great enjoyment there. وَتَلْحِمْ مَنْزُودِ وَرْكَيْلِ تَهِ بَرْتِهِ. And there will be bunches and bunches of bananas also to eat. Again, in this world, there is about 150 varieties of bananas. And certain bananas are extremely tasty and very enjoyable. And the bananas of Jannah, it's just the name that is the same, but otherwise you cannot imagine in any way what the enjoyment of that will be. وَظِلِّ مَمْدُودِ وَرْسَايَ لَمْبَى. And there will be long shadows. The shadows of the trees, they will be casting long. So you will have a great enjoyment walking and enjoying in those shadows. It is said that a horse will travel 100 years, he won't finish the shadow of one tree. So how tall will the tree be to throw such a shadow? وَفُرُشِمْ مَرْفُوعَ وَمَاهِمْ مَسْكُوبُ or pani بِهْتَهْوَى. And water will be flowing all the time, and pure, clean water. No drought, no mini drought. No water which is contaminated in any way whatsoever. No water that has got a little bitter taste in it. But just wonderful, clear, wonderful water will be flowing everywhere. And on account of that wonderful water, with all the best of chemicals that you can imagine, وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرًا or meva bahut, and fruit unlimited, the types of fruit. It isn't just a seasonal fruit also. It isn't fruit that will be deep frozen. It won't be fruit that will that comes at a certain time and at another time it doesn't come. But and not only a certain amount. How many types of fruit we have in this world? So many. But Jannah, you cannot imagine what that fruit will be. لا مقطوعة ولا ممنوعة. نہ اس میں سے ٹوٹا اور نہ روکا ہوا. And the season of it will never come to an end. That now season is over, you can't get this fruit. Never. It will be continuous. Whatever you desire. مِمَّا يَتَخَيَّرُونَ. What your desires will be, like that you will get that fruit. And it will be continuous. ولا ممنوعة, and it won't be forbidden for you. It is free for you. You can have it. And according to some other places, the fruit will come down to you where as you desire for a fruit, that branch and that fruit will come down to you and ready for you to eat. وَفُرُشِمْ مَرْفُوعَ or بِچْهُونِ اُنْچِ, and the beddings will be high. This will be, perhaps it refers to, like normally in the days, today also it is sunnah to sleep on the floor. But in Jannah they will be given high beddings. Beds that like what we have got beds today, which are high. Or it means the status of those beds are very high. They are not just any ordinary bed. As we read previously, the twining of that bed or the studding of it will be of gold. So it will be greatly enjoyable and greatly pleasurable for them. And then another great enjoyment which Allah Ta'ala will give the people of Jannah are the maidens and the women of Jannah. And yeah, Allah describes them in this word, inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Humne uthaya un auraton ko ek achhi uthan par. We have made their bodies, we have raised their bodies in a very good way. In other words, their figures also will be most wonderful. Physically also they will be, and their complexion also, and even their figures, they will have the most wonderful figures also. And not only that they will have that, but فَجَعَلْنَاهُنَّ أَبْكَارًا فِرْ كِيَا أُنْكُ كُوَارِيًا. We have made them virgins. They will remain forever virgins. Even if you have relations with them, after that they will be back again virgins. They will remain young all the time. They are not going to grow old. They are not going to be complaining of back pain and knee pain and this problem or that problem. Forever they will be young and they will be so beautiful and their figures will be so wonderful. Their eyes will be so beautiful in every way. And another very great quality of them will be عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا. پیار دیلانِ والیہ ہم عمر. They know the art of making love also perfectly. They will give you wonderful love also. Not only that they are so beautiful, sometimes a woman is beautiful, but her akhlaq, her character is very bad, and your heart goes off her. But yet they will be extremely beautiful, and they will know how to make love, and they will make love and keep you happy all the time. Never will be a moment of sadness for you also. Atraba of the same age. There isn't that you find that my wife is still very young, so she's still immature. I can't make mashura with her. Her thinking is very weak. No, they will be of the same age also. So that will give even more greater enjoyment for the people of Jannah. لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ وَاسْتِ دَحْنِ وَعَدُكِ. All this is for the people of Jannah, for the people of the right hand. And this is said, yeah, Allah has explained in Surah Waqiyah. Then we read in Surah Ar-Rahman. And in how many other places in the Quran Sharif, Allah has explained what great pleasures and enjoyments they eat. And this will be ثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَثُلَّةٌ مِنَ الْآخِرِينَ. امبوہِ پہلوں میں سے اور امبوہِ پیچھلوں میں سے. A great large group from the first part of the Ummat and a great large part from the latter part of the Ummat. This was one special favor which, as all other favors, Allah kept on increasing on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This was also one favor that this whole Ummat till the end, Allah will keep large groups of people who will be entering Jannah. So it is now up to us that we build on our Iman and we build on our Amal and we save ourselves from sins. Whatever might have happened in the past, we make sincere tawbah from that. The doors of tawbah are wide open, and we seek Allah's rahmat, which is also widespread. And then we make our lives accordingly, and eternally a person will get this enjoyment. May Allah, out of His kindness, not deprive any one of us. Anyone who is a kalima go, who reads kalima, may Allah bless us all with this wonderful jannat which Allah Ta'ala has prepared. Wa akhiru da'wana.